Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You ready?
I'm. Because we're going to put Dayton, Ohio.
Ooh, let's go. You public already
school.
Know.
We're going to put the public school to test on the show.
DPS, baby. Arms out. I'm ready, brother.
All right.
People call me, say I got Tier tongue. Well, this is the match.
First of all, what you're not going to do is describe me as a verb. Did you laugh at me too?
No.
Okay.
Never would.
People said, Dion got that to hear tongue. I was like, we are really going to be doing this with him?
First of all, you hit me one time. You was like, no, when we was on the boat, you was like, you was saying something. You was like, damn, I started to hearing. First of all, disrespectful bastard.
Your tongue just had like some sort of epileptic. Yeah. It just came out. You ever seen Tales from the Hood when he was like, he's like, this ain't a funeral home, nigga. And his tongue came out. That's how his tongue would be. Our parents, you on that stuff? Right? We all know what the stuff is, right?
Dope.
Yeah. But what is dope? Do we praise dope?
I don't.
That's dope.
Well, back in that day, it was crack. But here's the thing, though. People out here, more so than anywhere else I've experienced, do coke recreationally. Mm-hmm. But cocaine and crack are chemically the same.
Right.
They're just made different. Like, the process of making them, but chemically, they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But coke is socially accepted, and crack is frowned upon.
Right.
But I think everybody that does coke is almost a crackhead.
We should legalize cocaine.
Okay. You know what?
I mean, if we're going to go there, we should legalize
Welcome
heroin.
Back to another episode of Wording. Heroin too?
Yes.
Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Harder. We have a drug advocate.
No. Harder. I thought it was an origin.
Nah, man. We just switched up, baby boy. Today we have one of Dayton, Ohio's finest. This brother is an actor, comedian, a content creator, director, producer. He owns his own soundstage, couple studios, photographer, it's a father. It's not much this brother can't do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Except reel it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Mr. Dion Lack.
Bam, 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 bam. Uh-huh. Which one's my camera? Is this one right here?
This mm-hmm. is a wide. That's your pusher. Yep. That's your close.
No, I'm looking at you all day, baby. Because I'm a sex symbol. Certified. 32 states.
Name them.
Stating is hard, for one.
Rhode Island, baby. California, no way fucking possible. You're a sex symbol. North Dakota, South Dakota. Okay, fine. Florida, absolutely. Hawaii, nigga, no.
Nigga, have you seen my dimples, though? I got a whole bunch of my butt, too. I got matching dimples on my butt. when I squeeze,
that's so disturbing.
They all go in like, yay.
That is very, very disturbing. Shit. I was friends with you. I mean, 6 years before I knew that Lack wasn't your actual real last name.
No.
It's Lack Inc.
My name is not even Dion.
That's your middle name, right?
Middle name. Yep, it's Roderick Dion Lack Inc.
People just come out to L.A. completely.
You too.
But this is my real name.
It's my real name. My name is Roderick Dion Lack Inc.
Don't separate Inc. like it's not with Lack. It's lacking.
Yeah, but people shorten your name for you. Yo, Lack. And I just went with what people call me. Dion Lack.
When did you go start going by Dion Lack? When you moved out here?
Definitely moved out here.
Yes, see, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I just dropped the ING. Because when I say lacking, people make fun of lacking versus lack.
Yeah, I get that.
Because they associate it with a car. But if you say lacking, what are you lacking? And it's like, let's get past this.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, can I get my taxes done, please?
Yeah. In India, lakh means 50,000. So if someone has a lot of lakhs, they're very rich.
Same, spelled the same way?
L-A-K.
L-A-K.
So it would mean you're a very rich man.
I can start using that?
If you want to say, yo, I got all the lakhs.
It sounds good in context, the way she just broke down. But like, you just on a random street, you be like, yeah, I got all the lakhs. Man, shut the fuck up. All
right.
You right.
All right, sir. I was trying to buy my way out of this parking ticket.
Were you a good student?
No. No. You know what? We were Fair East Side. All the teachers loved the athletes, the talent. They just let us go.
Yeah.
Dayton Public Schools is an asshole. Mm-hmm. A whole ass. Mm-hmm. Everyone there graduated maximum 3.1. I am proud of my 2.6. And didn't know I was a horrible student until I got to college. And then you started to hear people say, you didn't know about that? You didn't know about Alexander Hamilton? You didn't know about pre-calculus? I didn't take it. They just passed me. They thought I was going to make it. They thought I was going to be
a hand. And what, football or?
Everything. Mm. Yeah, I played football. Wasn't great at it.
Obviously. I remember on Squadcast, you was like on Tecmo Bowl. You were the guy who was like, because you were nose tackle, right?
Yeah, nose tackle. Let me tell you something, dude. You weren't there at the Squadcast. I had to denounce that I am a horrible football player because when Pat said, "Hey, what is a nose tackle? Let me look up nose tackle." Deion, who's some nose tackles that's famous? I have a jersey of a nose tackle. Aaron Donald, who plays for the Rams, but it's interchangeable. It's defensive tackle and nose tackle.
Right.
So if you're running like plays, like if you're running like a run play, it is it's defensive tackle. But if you're running pass plays, it's nose tackle because you're in the middle. It's been 20 years, man. I don't know these goddamn positions, man. So I was like, man, I was like, I haven't been keeping up. I just been enjoying the show. That's it.
Well. I think that's as good a place as any for us to just jump right into it. This is as good a place as any for us to just jump right into it.
Okay.
Maya's here. She's an instructor. She's going to keep us on task and let us know when we are correct and when we are incorrect. And help move us along if we should need so.
This is going to be a really quick episode looking at it right now. Because I'm not playing. Like, I know a lot of the comedians come up here and kind of play around. Yeah. I'm going to get right to it.
Yeah.
I'm not dancing around.
Yeah.
I'm giving you some hardcore. I literally been studying encyclopedias and words, Webster.
Exactly. Here we go.
I'm just gonna
round one.
No jokes.
Pronounce this word. We say it out loud because people are watching just via the podcast too. So we spell everything out. Pronounce this word. IG. NOMINIOUS. IGNOMINIOUS.
This is an insult. No, that is. Doing pronunciation. Shit. I've been studying the wrong thing.
Ignominious. Yes. Ignominious.
No. Ignominious.
Okay. All right. I got an email that said we were doing wording is hard.
Yeah.
So I went back and watched some episodes. This is not what's happening here. I was studying for the wrong test. What's happening?
Listen.
Okay.
It wavers. Use a sentence to help you find the definition. Don't take a check from that guy. He seems
ignominious
to me. Ignominious. Seems like someone that is untrustworthy.
Mm-hmm. There
we
go.
Cool.
Shady.
Yeah. Criminal. Cool. How was the point system?
So you get 2 points usually for per question. So you get one for the front side and then another point for the back side.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So it's your turn.
It's my turn. Mm-hmm.
I got half a point on that one. Okay. Said, so that's not confusion. Nope, skip past that one.
Dion.
That joke's been done.
Really?
Yep. Like on 200 episodes right now.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's basically hack at this point.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna cut that out.
No, we're gonna leave it in.
No, no.
We're gonna see how many people do it.
No!
Dion, Deshaun did it this morning too.
Not in front of my kids. No, they love the show. All right. here we go. I got to say, pronounce this word?
Yeah, and then spell it.
Pronounce this word. P-A-N-A-C-E-A. Question. Mm-hmm. Why? What's the origin?
Can't tell you. It won't help you.
It doesn't help me?
Mm-mm. You just have to pronounce
it. When I say the origin, why are we doing this? I said, how did we get here? When I say,
I just want to let you know, it's going to be a short game. I'm not like the mother comes to come to pick cracking jokes.
Hey.
Dancing around. I'm answering the question.
I'm not 100% love sarcasm. For
this, I've been reading the encyclopedias. Blah, 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 blah. What's the origin of this word?
Who's working the sound? Who's doing the sound? You hear me mumbling? Okay, turn it down.
Leave it up. Turn it up. Let the people hear it more.
And one more question, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Can we Google how to pronounce
that? No, you can't use your phone at all. That's a good question. Don't use your phone.
Why would you think that's okay?
Who asked that question? Has anyone asked that question? Is that on the rules?
I've said it before. What's the rules? I'm trying to just ask Siri to do it.
Okay. Panna.
Mm-hmm. Clear it. Because that was. Panacea. That's what was holding back. He had to clear the throat.
Panacea. Panacea. Hold on. I'm gonna keep saying it until you.
No.
Panacea. 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 Pana.
That's it.
Panacea.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yes!
Panacea. There we go.
Thank you, man! Webster, man! Mediterranean. What's the other one? Webster Mediterranean. What's the hyphen? Is it Webster Mediterranean? Shit.
Mediterranean. You hungry?
I see the M-E-R.
This boy said Mediterranean.
Webster. Is it Mediterranean Webster? Marion Webster. Are they? Is she married? It's two people. She said, "Fuck your last name."
I'm Mediterranean.
What, did you know, honestly? Did you know it?
I knew it wasn't Mediterranean.
why we give them so much power? How do they determine?
They did the work. They researched it.
Okay. All right. Use this sentence to find the definition. COVID has taught us that despite our parents' claims, ginger ale is not a panacea for all medicine problems. Light work. It is not, it's a tall tale. It's fiction. You can't use ginger ale as medicine. I mean, it's not, you can't use it, but it's like, it's not real. It's not the, it's a myth. It's,
You think old wives' tale.
Old wives' tale.
But it's an old wives' tale that ginger ale is what?
It's
you would describe the wrong thing.
It's a folklore.
Okay, you're still describing the wrong thing.
You're
supposed to be trying to describe this word.
Right, panacea.
Yeah.
Oh. I was describing ginger ale. That was so so committed.
You were. I saw your eyes glazed back.
I was so happy because I'm going to hit it with a 2 for 2.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Like Wendy's.
Yeah.
You got a good 2 for 2.
Well, it's 4 for 4.
I mean, you got to depend on your pockets, man. You got a different tax bracket than I do. You got to go to the back of the...
Hey, man, ask your goddamn question now for you. Maybe it's spit on my shirt.
It's not a panacea.
Panacea is like when all the continents were connected. There's this one big continent. That's Pansy.
Pandora. That's no.
That's Pangea.
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 Pangea. Fuck it.
There you go.
Our parents claim to.
Just throw it away.
It's not a. It's not a thing. It's not real. Mm. Come on, man. It's not real, right?
I can't. No. We have walked you around this so much.
I don't know how to say it. Why are y'all laughing so much? I don't like this show. Like, I feel like I'm getting bullied now. Y'all pointing and laughing now. What the phone's about, brother? You on live? You on Facebook? What you doing, brother?
We are live, bro. My live. Patreon is watching.
Oh, that's what we doing, huh? Tag me at us.
Cure-all. It's supposed to be a cure-all. Like a magical cure.
But it's not a cure.
That's what the census is saying. The census is telling you it's not a blank. You had to figure out what blank was. Blank is the word, but you're trying to describe the word. You were trying to describe what the census was saying. And the census had already said it. We didn't need you to repeat that.
Oh.
You were just trying to describe.
It's harder. What
I'm going to the next word right here.
It's harder.
Listen, this holiday season, you got a lot of options, okay? I'm going to tell you the one that you need to go with. Number one, and the only one. StoryWorth, okay? This holiday season, I want you to give a gift to your loved ones that makes them feel special and unique, just like the relationship that you have with them. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you with those who matter most. I know you're wondering, what is StoryWorth? To hear? I'm going to tell you right now, okay? Every week, StoryWorth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks the questions that you've never thought of or thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? These type of questions, these type of thought-provoking questions that are going to provide answers that really detail and describe who they are as a person, okay? After 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. Think about this. Think of a book of pictures and questions and quotes from your mom or your favorite cousin or your best friend or your child who may be living in a different state. All of these things in one keepsake, one book, and you can look at this anytime. You can revisit when they come visit you or whenever. This is amazing. I'm mad that I didn't think of it. StoryWorth, you beat me to the punch, okay? Reading the weekly stories helps connect you with your loved ones, so no matter how far or how near you are apart, you always feel connected to them, all right? Amazing, amazing, amazing gift for the holidays. I want you guys to take advantage of this right now with StoryWorth. I'm giving those who subscribe and listen to Wordiness Heart an amazing gift. I'm going to hook you up with $10 off your first purchase. That's right. All you have to do is go to StoryWorth.com/wording. That's StoryWorth.com/wording. WORDING. And save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/wording to save $10 on your first purchase. Peace. Complete this sentence using the following words. I, A-Y-E, and then I. Blank, Captain. Blank saw the ship this morning with my good blank. I, Captain, A-Y-E, I, just the letter, saw the ship this morning with my good eye, E-Y-E.
Correct.
Using the sentence for context clues, what do the three words mean? Yes. That's A-Y-E. I-E-Y-E is obviously ocular devices. And I, just the letter, speaks for self.
Exactly.
Okay. See, I was planning in the beginning. The mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage.
Deshaun told us about a story. He was telling you about a comic who had got booed or heckled at this church. This comic with dreads. He said you listened to the whole story. You was like, yeah, that was me.
That was me.
You could have stopped him at the beginning, but you let him get the whole story
out.
Yeah. And he was like,
that was me.
That was me.
Uh-huh. All of it.
You got heckled at the church?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I was arrogant off of a commercial. And I was doing a face tour, and I was getting booked left and right.
Right.
Didn't even think about doing any stage. Just like, they gonna love me regardless, because I have a hot commercial out. And then this came up, like, what up, y'all? Y'all know who it is? And just start talking like, hey, what's up, Red Shirt? Like, boo, get to the jokes. I'm like, nah, what about y'all over there, huh? And I was like, y'all at church? That's what we doing? We doing this at church? You know what? All y'all going to hell. Oh, y'all throwing produce and whatnot, huh? Where y'all get
you
this?
You were arrogant off of a commercial?
Yes.
Not a movie, not a show.
Yeah.
Not even a music video. A commercial.
100%.
30 seconds. And you was like, take it in, bitches.
God said, take his card. He'll need this. He'll need this power right now. He'll need no more success for another 10, 15. Yeah, that happened.
All right. Yeah, you are a national
treasure.
Here
we go. Here we go.
You should be protected at all costs.
Shut up. Here we go. This is lightweight. Everybody knows this one. Complete this sentence using the following words. Bye, bye, bye.
Spell the words out. So
B-Y-B-U-Y.
Mm-hmm.
B-Y-E.
That is.
Blank the time it was time to blank a new car. I had already said blank to my old sedan. The first one is BY.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is BUY.
Mm.
And the last one is BYE.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, correct, and correct.
I just want to let you know that you got to do the
back
part. And also, you read like you're having a mouth stroke.
Hey, well, 2.6 grade point average. Dayton, Ohio's finest. When I mean by finest, I mean sexiest. 32 states. You see the eyes. You see the irises.
No one sexy has ever lifted their glasses on their hat head. Not one person. Not one person that has been considered sexiest man in 32 states has done. Nope.
It's the
that's,
Maya.
That's Maya's bit.
It's the Maya right here.
You can't do that. You can't do her bit. It's only one.
Okay. What if I did the half one? The Forrest Whitaker. The Forrest Whitaker right here.
You look like you just got slapped for saying some dumb shit.
The fuck wrong with you? He was like. I said savory, Grits Mama. The savory.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, using this sentence for context clues, what do the three words mean?
Glasses on the side of your face, which is. Ridiculous.
I don't know if I should tag that joke or keep going. Using this sentence for context clues, what do the three words mean? This is one of those things that my daughter asked me, what does important mean? What would you have told her?
Something of high value.
Fuck, you said that quick as hell. I was like, it's something that's important. Sales, like, damn it. I can't. All right. Bye. Bye, B-Y. I've never had to describe. B-Y. I never had to describe. Bye. I got to give you the definition of B-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know what it means.
Come on, man. I bought your paintings. Skip past this. We know this. We'll skip past the button.
No, we're not.
B-Y. Bye. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You can even give me the part of speech. Anything.
You said what?
Any part. You can give me the part of speech that it is. You can give me anything.
Like if it's an adjective, it's a verb, it's a noun, it's pronouns.
I gotta figure out the subject and the predicate first.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You can do either or. You can give me the definition or the part of speech.
By. By is a pronoun.
It's not.
The right, subject. Hold on.
Go to sleep.
I never knew any of those. Pronouns, subject, predicates, adjectives. I never knew any of those.
Let's just go ahead.
I know what verbs and nouns are.
Let's go. You want to mention me?
Buy means to purchase something. And B-Y-E means to say salutations. Toodaloo. Aruba Dochi. Ciao.
Say Aruba?
Aruba. What is
the
it?
Vacation
what
spot?
What is it? Aruba Dochi?
Aruba Dochi.
Day! You said it wrong. She said it right.
I said arrivederci.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But you got the first one wrong.
No, bye.
It's too late. She heard you say it's a pronoun. So it doesn't count.
So that whole thing don't count.
No, you got half credit.
Give me the definition of bye. Give me the definition of bye, B-Y, right now. I'll give you it.
3 seconds. One.
It means?
Two.
It's a bridge. Bye.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go on to the next one.
Let's move on to the next one.
Have you ever had to give the definition of bi? It's not even funny no more, man. You should let that. People know bi. It's like saying, what's the definition of a? Like, hey, this is a cat. What's the definition of a?
The means of.
It's like a singular. So a would be.
The means of, like, buy this way.
There we go.
It's the means of doing something. By fishing, by shopping.
Are you giving definition of A or buy?
Buy.
Yeah, the means of, I would have taken that. Something that's nearby.
Yeah.
This is by that. I would have taken that. If you had said preposition, I would have taken that too.
I'm looking at you. Get your goddamn hands off me. Unhand me!
Spot the fake. A word in the following sentence is not a real English word. Which one is it? They're sure the...
Focaccia.
Focaccia. Here with the seasoned oil...
Tapenade.
This is what happened right after this bullshit with him. This ain't nothing but God. You're showing me to be humble. Tapenade and...
Pugnison.
This is why I ain't made it yet. Because I don't know these words.
They're on the script.
What do you mean?
They're not given to you as a cold read script, though.
This is cold read.
But you say this is why I haven't made it. Like
I'm saying like this is how you know I'm not rich yet. Because if I was rich, I would have just ran through these. This is what rich people eat all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is what they eat on private planes and shit like that. Okay. Focaccia?
I guarantee Mayweather not reading this, though. This is how rich people.
Pugnison? Is that what you said?
Pugnison, yeah.
Pugnison, blue cheese.
Pugnison, I'm sure it could be pronounced.
That's stinky blue cheese. It's pugnison. Mm. Tapenade, don't know what that is. And focaccia, that sounds like that's something fancy. I'm gonna go with tapenade.
Okay.
Flip it over. Use it in a sentence of your own. I don't want to use that word no more. So, I said pugnacity means stinky. So, tapenade means fancy or expensive. Okay. Is it tapenade or tapenade? How you want me to say it?
Tapenade.
Okay, tapenade. We don't just go to the supermarket for ham. We order it from the most tapenade place possible.
It's like you just had a stroke trying to say top notch.
No and no.
Okay.
You use it as an adjective. It's in fact a noun. Olive tapenade. It's kind of like a olive salsa. Similar. It's like a spread.
It's a salsa.
It's a sauce. It's more dense, so that's why I say like more of a sauce. It's chopped olives with oil and seasoning.
So that's the real thing.
That's a real thing.
Okay. What was the fake word?
Pugnison.
When you say fake word, as in it don't supposed to be here, or just created entirely?
She created it just for the car. So it's your turn.
All right. Spot the fake. A word in the... Oh, I gotta read that?
Yeah.
Could word be up here?
No.
It's not up there.
A word in the following sentence is not a real English word. Which one is it? You can always gloom a fake handbag by scrutinizing the gusset, where there is usually a tiny notch. You the producer?
Gusset.
You the producer of this?
I make these words.
Okay.
Is it?
Thank you.
Gusset.
You do an amazing job.
Thank you.
I like you a lot.
Thank you.
You make Tahir's job and mine fun.
By fun, he means extremely difficult and embarrassing.
You can always gloom.
Gloom.
If it's a fake word, how do I know I'm saying it wrong?
How we know that's the fake word?
Because tomb, gloom, right? Oh. How you say tomb?
Tomb.
Right. And if I add a GL in front of that, gloom.
Yeah. How do you say red?
Red?
Mm-hmm. Or EAD?
I'll be doing different stuff.
I'm just saying.
It's two different reds, though.
Could be READ, could be RED.
Why are we doing different? Well, it's a different premise, man. I'm using the suffix.
Mm-hmm.
As the root word. Is this Greek?
This is English, but one is not English.
Gloom. I was reading that.
Gloom. You gave me a root. You gave me the gloom. It's the gloom. It's the gloom.
That's what you're going with?
It's what's the other ones? Oh yeah, hell yeah. Gloom. All right.
Gloom. It's the word.
How do you know how to say it if it's not?
Flip it over. You're going with gloom or gloom.
Use it in a sentence of your own. Mm-hmm. So it's I'm finding the fake word and I have to create a fake sentence?
You have to use it correctly as it's used in this sentence. So if it's used in this sentence as a verb or an adjective, you have to use it the same way in your sentence.
I feel like I just got in trouble. My mom just gave me a whole bunch of instructions.
That you weren't listening
to. I wasn't listening to. And I'm just...
Okay, so it's basically saying, this is a word that you think is a fake.
Mm-hmm.
Read the sentence so you understand how they're using the word, and then to show that you understand it, use the word in your own sentence.
Gloom.
I could draw a picture.
Yo, I am terrified. Please cut the cameras. I am.
Come on, we have one there.
Yeah, yeah. We always imagine imaginary. Hold on.
Shit!
It's hot. We always what is it? We always have fantasies of a fake handbag. We always have.
You're supposed to be using that word, that fake word, in a real sentence.
Oh, kind of like what I did. So I thought you said you was creating words. I thought you was creating words.
Yeah, you're going to do exactly what I just did.
All right. I wasn't listening because I was trying to get this right. Gloom. Gloom. Gloom means...
No, not means. Use it in a sentence. Right?
I'm trying. See, I'm really focused, but your laughing has to stop. The laughing has to stop. Like, at this point, it's not even funny now. Like, he's the most professional one.
You just can't see his face. He's dying out of that. Jeremy's dying at you. You hear me? He's dead.
I mean, like...
We have medic on the way.
Seriously, see this face? I'm being bullied. I'm going to cut this part out, and I'm going to try to...
You would never see this footage before it makes it to that. Never, nigga!
Gloom. You are acting a complete gloom right now.
That's a sentence, Maya.
Yeah.
It's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
It's a verb. But it is the correct fake word. You were able to spot the fake wart, but you were not able to use it.
Pikachu, yeah, have credit.
How do you use it?
You don't get to use it. It's a fake word. There's no definition for it.
You said, she said it's a real word, no, but in the wrong sentence.
No, it's not a real word. It's not a real word. It's a fake word. She made it up for...
So why would...
What up, guys? It's Tim Moore, and this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I want to encourage anyone that is feeling like there's something that is interfering with their happiness or preventing them from achieving any goals to please check out BetterHelp. I will not stop screaming this from the mountaintops. Therapy is needed in every community, and especially with men. And that's a personal opinion. I know how I grew up. I know how I grew up being told that, you know, you're a big boy, stop crying. You don't get a chance to express why you're upset or why you're sad. You're just told that you're a big boy and to stop crying. And let me tell you something, that is malarkey, all right? And it sets us up for generations to fail upon generations. We need to talk. We need to get those thoughts and those emotions out. We need to be able to effectively express ourselves and what those problems are. And I guarantee you will see such a huge change, not in our community, but in the world. With BetterHelp, you can start communicating in under 48 hours, which is unheard of when it comes to therapy, all right? I have to be very clear about this, though. This is not a crisis line. It is not a self-help line. It is professional therapy done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available worldwide, so it doesn't matter where you're at, where you're traveling for work or vacation. You can hop on anytime, send a message to your counselor, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. You can log in anywhere. You understand me? You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. Do you understand me? Easy and free, which a lot of things are not. So, ladies and gentlemen, hear me out. This is something that can and tremendously improve your personal life, your business life, and your emotional state and your mental health. Why would you not do it? Why would you not give this a try, all right? Especially because I'm going to hook you up right now. I'm going to hook you up for 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/wording, and you'll get 10% off. That's BetterHelp.com/wording, WORDING. Wording is hard. It's hooking you up with 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com. Listen, guys, don't just take my word for it. Go to BetterHelp.com/reviews. See all the reviews that they upload daily. Do you understand me? Daily. BetterHelp is committed to helping the world change their perception, their happiness, their mental state right now, okay? And they want you to take charge of your mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So, go to betterhelp.com/word and get 10% off your first month and tell them to hear sent you. There's nowhere to actually say that, but it sounds good when I'm logging off. Tell them to hear sent you.
One of these words is not like the other. The rest are synonyms. Find the odd man out. Somnolent? Was that what that is?
Somnolent, yes.
Somnolent? Comatose? Comatose and cognizant. All right. Comatose means unconscious. The person got knocked out. Comatose, right? Cognizant is aware. You're aware of your surroundings. You got your bearings. Somnolent is what I don't know what the fuck means. But... if I had to guess, I would say it was C.
Correct.
Shit. What place would you never want to be somnolent, comatose, or cognizant in? A place for each. What would you never want to be? I wouldn't want to be somnolent at a raid, okay? Because I'm trying to get the fuck out of there as well. I wouldn't want to be comatose. At a bar fight, you know, which, because that means I got knocked the fuck out. You know, nobody wants that. You wake up with a shiner. And I don't want to be cognizant during surgery, okay? When I get my BBL, I want to be unconscious. Just wake up with no titties. That's what I want.
Wake up with the BBL and no titties.
That's what my BBL is going
to
be.
You got to transfer the titty fat to the butt.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So where's that?
We got
the same shape body.
No.
I got you beat. Okay. I don't like how you're looking at my ass, though. I tell you that much.
There's no avoiding it.
Yeah. My ass is in my headshots.
Your driver's license. It's
over there like this.
Your driver's license. Cop me. Before you let me see your license. Right.
Oh.
Thick as fuck, boy.
Toot that dang up.
So how they make him twerk.
So he get it right.
He did.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Let's fly through this one. One of these words is not like the other. The rest are synonyms. Find out. Find the odd man out.
That is.
A is... Sinewy. Are you helping with this? Sinewy. B is decrepit. C is fibrous. A is the oddball. What is the word? What? Hold on. One of these words is not like the other. A is not like the other.
No, A and C mean the same thing. You got that one incorrect.
Say that a little too quick. I didn't say final answer.
Flip it over.
I know fibrous.
Fibrous.
I know fibrous. Mm-hmm. Fibrous. So the fibrous. Now I gotta figure out what these are. What are objects? I don't like cold reading. What are objects that you would describe? Try to read it fast. Try to act like you can read. You be like, I know how to read. Here we go. What objects are you willing to describe as
sinewy,
decrepit, or I hate this nigga. Like, I need a water hose on you right now. I got my German Shepherd in the car for your calf muscles. One object each. Sinewy. I gotta describe all these on. Sinewy and fibrous are the same. Fibrous is flaky. Fibrous. And sinewy is flaky. It's like you can break, like dandruff. It's like you're scraping stuff off. Fibrous. It's like things that fall off. It's fibrous. And decrepit means it's broken.
You have to give me an object to describe.
I'm doing this wrong?
Yeah. Just anything.
You didn't have to say yes so quickly. Huh?
Anything that would be
sinewy. Oh, give you something to describe that. Mm-hmm. I didn't see, but it does say that right there. Yep, at the beginning. You distracted me with the German Shepherd goddamn talk. I would say a dog with fleas has fibrous, a white person with lice, things that's falling out. Black people can't get lice, right? You heard that. Is that a rumor? Is that a,
No.
Is that a gloom? Is that a tall tale? Is that the ginger ale? What is that? Is white people can't get, but okay. So things that can fall out, like if fibrous, it's like sand. Sand is fibrous.
No, it isn't.
That's flaky, right?
Mm-mm.
I give up.
Like fiber.
Fibrous, as in it cleans you out. Fibrous. It's fiber. Fiber.
I'm gonna just go in.
Fiber. Hold on, man. Goddamn. Don't pull the goddamn parachute. We just getting started. Come on, fibrous.
You already got it wrong. You got it wrong. You got both points wrong. Okay?
Did you carry the one?
Spell the word that Maya gives you.
To hear.
Yes.
Your word is tenacious.
Oh, I love this word. Tenacious. Pass.
Trash game.
I'd rather pass on that.
It is not a trash game, Dion.
Oh. I was... Yeah, you heard that. Mm-hmm. The earpiece? You had the earpiece in the game? Okay.
Tenacious.
Terrible game.
T-A-N-E. Nope, that ain't right. Ah.
You heard the little, you heard the pencil back there?
T-I-O-U-S. I know I did it wrong. I just had to get it out. Go ahead.
Like Tenacious D, right?
Like Tenacious
all right.
D.
I gave this girl this Tenacious D the other day. What does Tenacious mean?
All right.
I'm going to give you the definition.
Huh?
I'm going to give you the
okay,
definition.
Okay, give me the definition.
It's one of those ones. Tenacious, like Tenacious D,
mm-hmm.
it means it's not easily pulled apart. It's cohesive.
It's what?
I did not give her that Tenacious D.
Cohesive. Okay. They had a very tenacious bond.
There we go. All right.
Your turn, Deion.
I ain't got nothing to do. She got to give me the word.
You got to read that part right there. Spell. So she knows you're ready.
What? This how you spell your name?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what? We don't have an A on the end?
No.
That's the first problem right there. We got to talk to your parents about this. That says May. Spell the word that Maya gives you. She can give it. She flipped through along. You gonna play games? Huh? She said, you gonna play games? All right.
No, I'll go easy on you.
Thank you.
Prosaic.
Prosaic.
Mm-hmm.
Prosaic. P. Pro. My thing tells me I gotta go stretch right now. Man, if I get some. You see it?
No, it went to sleep.
I'm gonna stretch. Prosaic. P-R-O. P-R-O.
Right there. Tip of your tongue.
Z. Huh. Oh, Zay.
Hey.
P-R-O-Z-A. Yes. Prosaic.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Prosaic. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Prosaic. Prosaic.
Hey.
P-R-O-Z-A-I.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Right
you
there.
Hold, you hold my hand. P. Prosaic. Prosaic. P. Hold on, can I write it down? P-R-O-A, hold on. P-R-O-Z-I-A. Say, Zay, say, Z-Z-A-I-C. Say, prosaic.
All right, there we go.
P-R.
Actually, it's a C, it's an S and not a Z. If you had said S and not Z, you'd have it right, but.
Hold on,
you,
you pronounced it wrong.
No.
No, I didn't.
You said prosaic.
Yeah.
You gotta say prosaic.
We're not at the bonus round.
Wait, it means everyday, ordinary, or dull. Now you've gotta make a sentence.
Oh, say it one more time.
Prosaic means everyday, ordinary, or dull. Use it in a sentence.
My dog lives a very prosaic life. He mopes around the house.
Okay. There we go.
Right. That Mediterranean Webster right there. Titty shake, titty shake.
Now we have the bonus round. Maya will hand us a card, and we have to do what the card says. We have an opportunity to get 20 extra bonus points with this. You get 10 points for doing it in the allotted amount of time, and you can also get 10 points for doing it correctly, okay? So at this point, you're gonna turn around, you're gonna grab one of the cards, you're gonna keep it face down. After you grab it, I'm gonna grab the one that's left,
okay?
And then I'll go first.
It's face down?
Yep, mm-hmm. That's face down. Okay. So it says, read the quote in bold with no mistakes, you have 10 seconds.
You go first, right?
I'm going first. Ready, Maya?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Aspects of the human being correlate to aspects of the dynamic world around us, and ultimately, the human being is an inextricable part of the surrounding world, not an independent being for whom the environment is either hostile or to be subjugated.
Correct.
God damn!
Not under time, but you read it correctly.
So, I thought I was gonna die. I saw subjugated, my head was like. It was like black man GIF from Star Trek, and he was like.
So you get points for reading correctly.
You get points.
That's what I said.
Yeah, no. So I can read it slow as hell.
No, you have to try.
I'm not going to embarrass myself. Mm-mm. I'm going to pass on that. Because me reading the fast, I don't like pressure.
You don't want to try to bone it?
I'll try. But if you start laughing, I'm throwing this goddamn desk. I'm throwing this desk at camera three.
Here. Do the countdown.
All right. Countdown. 17. 16. 3? Why we keep starting at odd numbers?
You're the second person that didn't start at 3.
Okay.
Somebody else started at 10. I was like, what are you doing?
3, 2, 1. The belief that life happens not just once, but repeatedly only makes the need for liberation all the more illiberate. Ah! Shit! I was so close!
It was very close.
I needed that 20 points, man.
You weren't gonna get the 20.
Why not?
As slow as you were going, the message could help for us 10, motherfucker!
Was that 10 seconds when I was there?
If you hadn't messed up imperative, you may have made it.
Because I heard you snickering, man. Oh, I don't like to be pressured. I hate pressure. Gosh, man. Damn it, man. I was so excited. I was like, here it is.
I was at the 10-yard line,
and I was like, and like, oh, and the Bulls lose. I'm like,
the Bulls play basketball.
I know, man. I was doing a high school team, man. I'm sure there's a Bulls high school team, right? Damn it!
I did start laughing until you messed up.
No, man!
I don't like pressure. I was completely quiet. I was completely quiet until you messed up. All right, bye. Give us the scores.
Well, Tahir, you won with 70 points. And Dion, you did not win with much less points. 40 points.
So if I had the 20 points, I still would have lost.
You still would have lost.
So, I mean, so this is just for the sake of, hey, who's editing this? Let's just say I got it. And I lost by 10 points.
No. Well, guys, that's
this is another episode of Wording is Hard. This is your boy, Dion Lack, a.k.a. your grandmother's emergency contact, a.k.a.
I didn't get a chance to thank you first.
I just want to do, because you've been doing that to people.
Dion Lack, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you had a fantastic time. We'll see you next week.
You ain't getting me, nigga. I'm going to win something today.
I already got it out. We're going to cut it out. Then see you next week. And I shook his hand and said, Dion Lack, thank you for coming. We'll see you next week. Cut it there. That's
God damn it, dude.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. It's time you did something.